There is a theme which repeats itself a number of times in this week's parsha. In a more general sense, it speaks about the time of the land of Israel. Of course, it's speaking to those who spent all these years in the desert, and now they're going to enter into the land. And it speaks about the idea of keeping the mitzvot, keeping the commandments when we get to the land of Israel. And all of that is basic, and all of that is clear. Nonetheless, there's a term which is used a number of times, and that's the term which I think that we need to pay attention to. It uses the word, which is based upon a word today that we would call devik. Devik would mean to stick. That would be the modern Hebrew. Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Kaf Bet. Kim Shmur Tishmarun et Kol HaMitzvah Hazot Asher Anochi Mitzavetchem La'asotah. And if you will guard all of these commandments, all of these mitzvot, which I command you, mitzavet etchem la'asotah, to do, li'ahavat Hashem Elokechem, to love God, lelechet bidrachav, to go in His ways, paths, uledavka bo, and to cling to Him. So the question really is, what does the cling to Him mean, as addition to the other things over here? I mean, again, in a broader sense, one needs to learn Torah, one needs to do the mitzvot. But then on top of all of that, there is this other idea, and that is to cling to God. Let's try to understand this. There are people who can do mitzvot as if they were on a checklist. Okay, there are things I have to do, I have my obligations. I get this one out of the way, this one out of the way, this one out of the way. What a person can do when they have that attitude is that the mitzvot can become an obligation, which I guess in a certain sense is good. I mean, there are enough people who don't feel the mitzvot are obligations to them. They're not obligatory, they don't have to do them. But the mitzvot should be an obligation, but there's something else which is missing. And the word which I'm looking for is ledavka bo. The word that I'm looking for is a relationship, which means a person could do things someone else asks them to do, and it doesn't mean that the relationship is one of clinging. I mean, you can have a husband and wife who are married, and each one could do what the other one asks them to do, but that doesn't necessarily mean that there is a relationship which is based upon love, which means there is something, an idea, which is found among a number of different authorities. The earliest one which I saw was the Shlach Kadosh, Rabbi Shai Horowitz, who said that the word mitzvah should not mean commandment. Or perhaps what he meant is it shouldn't mean exclusively commandment. He said the word mitzvah should be bitzavta, which means togetherness, together. When we do a mitzvah, we should feel that we're together with God. When we do a mitzvah, we should feel that God commanded us to do it. When we do a mitzvah, we shouldn't just do it with the idea to get it out of the way and that one's done and off the checklist, but rather as we do the mitzvah, we should foster a relationship with God and feel that relationship with God. And most important, feel that clinging or feel that vacant or feel that relationship. Because the mitzvah by themselves are really good, but not enough. You can say in a relationship, it's good if there's mutual respect. It's good if one does what the other one asks. But in a relationship, we want something else. We want you to be thinking about the other person all the time, even when you're not together. That's dveikut.